Hey everybody, welcome to New in 22. God calls us to renew our hearts and our minds, and this is one of the ways we can do it by getting into God's Word. Thank you so much for making the decision to join me in this. Now, I just want to remind you of a couple things before we get started. First of all, remember that I'm encouraging you to read this in your paper Bible. If you don't have a paper Bible, I encourage you to get one. If you don't have one or can't afford one, then I encourage you to let us know here at the church and we'll see what we can do to help you with that. We will make sure that you have a paper Bible. Secondly, every single day you will be given a chapter to read that you will find either on our app, as many of you have found, on the bottom of the home screen of the app where it says New in 22, or you can also get a piece of paper from the church. You could email the church if you need one of those. We can send you one digitally if you'd like us to do that, or send you one in the mail, and it tells you what to read each day. But I encourage you to use your paper Bible this year. I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't, but I think that will help us really get into the Word of God, be able to take some notes, and to be able to get our phone or tablet away after we see what our daily reading is. Now, so a cool thing about that is you can just use your piece of paper. You never even have to open the app for that if you don't want to. The next thing I want to talk to you about is the fact that Kale, our creative arts director, will be sending out a monthly calendar that you can actually make as your home screen on your phone. And so you wouldn't even have to open up the app. He's going to create one for all 12 months, and that will allow you to see what your reading for that day is just by turning on your phone and looking at your homepage. So that's pretty cool. So as we get started today, we are starting out, it tells us today to read Luke chapter 1. Now, in Luke chapter 1, I want to give you a couple things, some background information. We're starting in the Gospel of Luke. Luke was a physician, a doctor. He was a contemporary of Jesus, but not one of the original 12 disciples. The books of Luke and the book of Acts are actually a single work in two volumes. So just know that Luke and Acts go together. Luke was one of Paul's most loyal followers. So Paul, who was also a contemporary, but certainly not a follower of Jesus when Jesus was here on earth before his resurrection, he met Jesus in Acts chapter 9. It's a great story, but Luke was one of Paul's most loyal followers. Now, as we jump into day one of our reading, we see that this was written to a guy named Theophilus. So we don't know anything about Theophilus other than he must have been a person of high standing. We see something that we don't see in the other Gospels. We see detailed events of the things that were leading up to the birth of John the Baptist, Mary's dream, and John the Baptist's birth. This is a great chapter in the Bible that really reads like an exciting story, and that's because it is. It's a great narrative. Now, I want you to pay attention today to how God lined up the events to prepare for the Messiah. Note that Mary and Elizabeth were related. Elizabeth was either Mary's aunt or her cousin, which means that Jesus and John the Baptist would be cousins. We'll be talking more about him tomorrow. And if we do the math, Jesus and John the Baptist would have been about 6 months apart in age. So as you read today, imagine the joy, the fear, and the awe that Mary, Elizabeth, and Zechariah would have in these situations. Enjoy your reading today of the first chapter of Luke, and I will talk to you tomorrow.